On January 14, 1970, after 2 days of intensive investigation, New York detectives had assembled evidence sufficient to establish probable cause to believe that Theodore Payton had murdered the manager of a gas station 2 days earlier. At about 7:30 a.m. on January 15, six officers went to Payton's apartment in the Bronx, intending to arrest him. They had not obtained a warrant. Although light and music emanated from the apartment, there was no response to their knock on the metal door. They summoned emergency assistance and about 30 minutes later used crowbars to break open the door and enter the apartment. No one was there. In plain view, however, was a .30 caliber shell casing that was seized and later admitted into evidence at Payton's murder trial. In due course, Payton surrendered to the police and was indicted for murder and moved to suppress the evidence taken from his apartment. Payton was convicted of the charge and the appeal of his case made it to the U.S. Supreme Court. So currently, we are before the U.S. Supreme Court. And here is the issue before the court. The issue before the court is whether the entry into the house without a warrant and seizure of items without a warrant was invalid under the Fourth Amendment. And here is the rule. It is a basic principle of Fourth Amendment law that searches and seizures inside a home without a warrant are presumptively unreasonable. And here is how the court analyzed this case. Here, the court found that the entry into the home and the seizure of the items found inside the home during the search without a warrant violated the Fourth Amendment. Here is how the court explained its position. The court stated that it is familiar history that indiscriminate searches and seizures conducted under the authority of general warrants were the immediate evils that motivated the framing and adoption of the Fourth Amendment. Indeed, as originally proposed in the House of Representatives, the draft contained only one clause, which directly imposed limitations on the issuance of warrants, but imposed no express restrictions on warrantless searches or seizures. As it was ultimately adopted, however, the amendment contained two separate clauses, the first protecting the basic right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures, and the second requiring that warrants be particular and supported by probable cause. It is thus perfectly clear that the evil the amendment was designed to prevent was broader than the abuse of a general warrant. Unreasonable searches or seizures conducted without any warrant at all are condemned by the plain language of the first clause of the amendment. The simple language of the amendment applies equally to seizures of persons and to seizures of property. Our analysis in this case may therefore properly commence with rules that have been well established in Fourth Amendment litigations involving tangible items. As the court reiterated just a few years ago, the physical entry of the home is the chief evil against which the wording of the Fourth Amendment is directed, and we have long adhered to the view that the warrant procedure minimizes the danger of needless intrusion of that sort. It is a basic principle of Fourth Amendment law that searches and seizures inside a home without a warrant are presumptively unreasonable. The Fourth Amendment protects the individual's privacy in a variety of settings. And none is the zone of privacy more clearly defined than when bounded by the unambiguous physical dimensions of an individual's home, a zone that finds its roots in clear and specific constitutional terms, which is the right of the people to be secure in their houses shall not be violated. That language unequivocally establishes the proposition that at the very core of the Fourth Amendment stands the right of a man to retreat into his own home and there be free from unreasonable governmental intrusion. In terms that apply equally to seizures of property and to seizures of persons, the Fourth Amendment has drawn a firm line at the entrance to the house. Absent exigent circumstances, the threshold may not reasonably be crossed without a warrant. To conclude, the court found that entry into Payden's home and seizure of items without a warrant violated his Fourth Amendment rights.